You've had over half a season now. You played in San Diego for a couple of years. How different is it, the I don't want to say fan attention, but I guess the sports atmosphere, West Coast, East Coast? We see it as really laid back, and you know, we see it as maybe a different feeling, where fans here might get on you a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely. And it is like that to some extent. You know, obviously out in San Diego, the fans were great. They supported us. They were into it. But I feel like the expectations aren't as high. I mean, it's a little bit more critical out here on the East Coast. This is sports country. You know, the Northeast is all about sports. You know, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, the works. You know, you got the Red Sox-Yankee rivalry. Football is just a big thing out here.
You a Yankee fan?
I don't follow baseball.
Yeah. Sorry, you're from Brooklyn. What do you expect?
The fans take it serious out here, and it should be like that. You know, that's what we thrive on.
You're out in San Diego. You give up 4th and 29 like they did yesterday. The Ray Rice.
Oh man, that was tough.
That happened.
That was tough. I know a lot of those guys on that team, so I feel for them, man. I still, you know, a lot of my friends are still playing out there, and I root for those guys. But that was a tough deal for them.
Now you've played for two coaches, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Norv Turner, which we have a lot of fun with, kind of making fun because the teams you always played had a lot of talent and expected to do big things, and they haven't. And now Bill Belichick.
Right.
Can you compare the two?
No, because they're two totally different personalities, you know. But I think Norv's a great coach. You know, he's having a tough deal out there right now. They're not winning football games, and anytime that happens, you know, the coach is going to get a lot of blame. But I'm a believer in the fact that players play and coaches coach, and that you know, a coach can only do so much. We're the guys out there on the field, in between the lines, getting things done. So regardless of what call you make, I don't think there's, you know, 4th and 29 like they had last night. You know, you can't blame that on the coach, man. The guy's got to find a way to get the guy on the ground. So, you know, and I think a lot of those guys would say the same thing. So as a player, you got to take it upon yourself to go out there and get things done and beat the man across from you. So that's how I believe.
Yeah, 6 years out in San Diego, you come here first year in New England. We hear a lot of new players that come here, been in the league a while under Bill Belichick, say the attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that? And after 6 years, do you see the difference maybe in what Bill Belichick does or expects?
Yeah, he has high expectations for us. You know, the attention to detail, understanding the team you're playing, the game plan that you're going in with each and every week. Is really important. And, you know, I think that's a credit to the success that they've had here. You know, the paying attention to the little things, the being in your playbook, studying film. And then, it takes it upon the guys, too, to go in and get those things done. I think the type of guys that they bring into this locker room, high-character guys, guys that take pride in their profession, guys that want to be in the film room studying, that really care about winning and winning for the guy next to you. And I think that's what this locker room's about.
Speaking of that now, it's been a couple games. Aqib Talib,
mm-hmm.
You know, into the secondary. It looks at people, say, bring some swagger, some aggressiveness.
Right.
What have you seen? It's only been a week, right?
Yeah. He's been great. You know, obviously his first game back, and, you know, he was a little rusty, he would tell you that. But, you know, he's a great football player. He understands the game, has experience, understands how to play technique and things like that. So, you know, bringing his experience in here, getting him used to this system, I think it's growing. It's grown since he first got here, and he's only going to keep getting better. So we're excited about having him with us, and he's helping us out there on the field win games.
You've obviously heard the fans talk about your group, the secondary, the big plays given up, the 20-plus yard plays. How much of that is physical, you think, some of the plays you've given up, and how much is it communication? We talk to Patrick Chung every week, and Patrick talks about the communication, how important that is. Mm-hmm. If you had to assess, I know it's a broad brush here, more physical mistakes, or is it the communication that has led to some of the big plays you've given up as a defense?
Well, I think, you know, obviously each situation is different. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it might be a communication breakdown. Sometimes it might just be a physical deal. You know, sometimes we're in good coverage and a guy makes a play. You know, I mean, this is the NFL, too. The passing game has become harder and harder to defend, you know, with all the rules. You can't hit guys. You know, you can't, you know, bump guys only so much off the line. So I think you're going to see a little bit more of those plays happening if you watch every game each week. But, you know, we take pride in going in every week and trying to get those things corrected, whether it's a mental breakdown, which we would like to avoid. You don't want to have any mental breakdowns. Those are the number one stat for mm-hmm. giving up a big play is a mental breakdown. So if it's physical, those are things that we can get corrected, you know, one-on-one, beating a guy, making a play, and we want to limit it to those things.
You just mentioned the rules, right? Defensively, it's changed. It was 6 years in San Diego, first year here. From your rookie year to now, can you even tell the difference in terms of what you're allowed to do as a defensive back against these receivers,
absolutely.
Player?
I mean, the flags come out so much quicker now. You know, guys going across the middle, if you pretty much light up a guy, it's going to be a flag, 15 yards, personal foul. You know, expect the fine in the mail the next week. So You know, from that standpoint, the game has changed. I understand that they're trying to make it safer for guys, and we appreciate that as players too. We want to be a safe, physical, competitive game, but we also want to be safe out there. With all the head injuries and things like that that are going on, we would like to limit that as much as possible. But in the end, it's still going to be a physical football game. You got to go out and play as hard as you can, and, you know, those things are going to happen.
Yeah, and looking at that game, we talk about the physicality you guys played defensively. You know, was it Fitzpatrick who called Brandon Spikes a punk a few weeks back?
Yeah.
As a fan, I would take that as a compliment. You know, I mean, because you, I mean, as far as setting a tone, right, having a personality, it seems like he does that himself.
Yeah.
He's a beast in the middle.
He is, man. He's a monster. And, you know, I don't know about him being a punk, but he's a physical football player is what he is. He's an intimidating football player, and he loves going out and hitting people. And that's what you need from a linebacker on your team. You need a guy that's going to go out there and hit people when they have the ball in their hands. And, you know, we take pride in doing that across the board. We want to be known as a physical football team, a team that you can't just push over. And I think it starts with him, man. He's as physical as they come.
Another guy, Vince Wilfork. How does he affect this defense as far as being a leader? And Chris Collinsworth did the game. I don't even know if you've seen a TV tape, but he really pointed out the things that Vince is doing in this game. I mean, throughout the entire game that go unnoticed.
He's incredible, man. I mean, the things that he does, I mean, like you said, the things that go unnoticed, taking on double teams, freeing up our linebackers so they can go make tackles on the running back in the backfield. Just the unselfish things that he does and does at such a high level is just incredible, and it really helps this defense succeed. So, you know, Vince is a great leader. He understands football. He's been playing for a long time now. I mean, he understands coverages sometimes better than I do, I feel like, you know. You know, he's just a great guy to be around, a great leader, and I'm glad he's on our side.
Any chance yet to look at Ryan Tannehill, rookie quarterback, Miami, you face him this week?
Yeah, definitely. He's definitely got ability. He's a smart football player, and he can hurt you with his arm if you let him. So, you know, we're going to have our challenge set forth this week. We'll get in the film room, study him some more, and execute a game plan that we feel can beat those
Does
guys.
Does the film study include checking out his wife at all, by any chance? Or
his wife? No, yeah. I don't know anything about her. Oh,
okay. So you watch film. Did you watch
football You can Google that one.
Oh, okay.
Did you watch football like a fan yesterday? I'm kidding. We opened the show about watching Red Zone all day. You play. Do you watch games on Sunday?
Yeah, I do, man. You know, I sit on the couch and just watch it. You know, sometimes it's good to get away from the game and sit on the couch and watch the game like a fan. So I enjoy doing that.
Appreciate the time, man. Best of luck against Miami.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Stephen Gregory joining us here in studio.